Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is one of the young guns on the BASS and FLW trails is John Cruz. And, John, you're also a member of the Bass Fan Army.
Absolutely, and proud to be there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Bass Fan Army. One of the neat things on BassFan.com is we follow several anglers, you and Paul Elias in particular, and follow you through your practice days and follow you through all the whole tournament and what's going on with that. That's got to be kind of neat. It's getting you some pretty good visibility.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to show the anglers at home exactly what the daily trials and tribulations are for a seasoned veteran like Paul Elias and for a young guy like myself to get out there and see what it's like to practice and see exactly how many fish you catch and see exactly how your days go, how many short ones, how many keepers you catch, and how many you lost, and all that kind of stuff, which you can never read on the when you read the stats at the end of the day. So it's kind of neat to get a little behind the scenes look at how we're doing.
Well, it's really neat because you guys do an archive every day and you follow up every day with what you're doing and how you've done it. But the other thing that's neat about it is you now are running a Bass Fan Army boat, and that's got to be pretty fun for you.
Absolutely. It's a Yamaha-powered Ranger 521. That's what I'm running. It's extremely smooth ride, and it's an eye-catching boat. For the people at home, if they've never seen it, it's mostly white, and it's got blue and black camouflage on it, and in the big red stripe down the side of it, and in red on the side it says BassFan.com, and on the front of it there's a large shark's mouth with a big bad eye right on the front. So it's an eye-catching rig.
Well, I got to ask you, how many people have talked to you about that shark's mouth on there? That's got to be something you probably had people come up and ask you about.
Absolutely. I can't tell you the number of people. In fact, less than an hour ago here on the water, I had had two gentlemen come up to me and say, "Man, we just had to come over and admire your boat." And, they were asking me what I was, fishing with and stuff like that. And so I'm still fishing. So I caught one and they said, "Oh, I see the mouth up there. That's why you caught him, that mouse up there. It's so mean, the fish just have to jump in the boat for you." So it's definitely a conversation piece.
Well, you remember the old P-40 fighters, and a lot of the time during World War II, they had that big shark mouth on the front of the airplane, and that's really kind of reminiscent of that if you want to get a kind of a visual picture, folks. But, John, you're now in the throes of fishing the FLW event. Last week, the Everstart Trail finished up at Kentucky Lake, and then right after that, here comes the FLW. The big guns are all going to show up at Kentucky Lake and fish a big event.
Definitely, I'm looking forward to it. This we've had so much rain here recently, and the water's kind of coming up, and the fishing's getting good. It's there's a lot of fish biting. It's just a matter of trying to catch a 15-inch keeper, which is what the size limit is here. But the fish are biting a little bit, and it's enjoyable. The weather's nice, so I'm having a good time.
Well, I know that the last couple of weeks in particular, about a week ago, the tornadoes came through in that area, and I know you were a little bit leery of that on a couple of the mornings, but, talk to me about this rising water, and how does that play into your game plan?
Basically, with the water coming up, I'm going to kind of fish this body of water similar to how I fish Bugs Island or Kerr Reservoir back in Virginia. And basically, when the water's coming up, you should be right on the bank. I've never fished. This is the first time I've ever fished Kentucky Lake, and a lot of the shoreline and the cover looks kind of similar. So I'm feeling a little comfortable as far as what kind of cover I'm fishing, and the fish are relating to it the same as they do at home. So I'm just trying to put together a little bit of pattern and find a little bit better fish.
Well, you find those big fish, Kentucky Lake noted, in the last couple of years, it really wasn't that good, but now it's resurged and, it's taken some pretty good weight. David Young was a guy there from Mayfield, Kentucky, right close to the Kentucky Lake that won the Everstart a week ago. And now, there's got to be a lot of guys thinking, man, I got to catch a big string every day because now they're getting ready to in the throes of a spawn.
Right. Yeah. It seems like about half of the fish that I've caught have no signs of bedding or have bedded, and then about the other half of them, you can see a little red on the fins and a little red on the tail. So either they're in the midst of doing it, or they just got finished doing it. None of the fish that I've caught are real poor or skinny. They're all either semi-chunky or chunky. So the fish are healthy in this place, that's for sure.
Well, you know, you talk about Kentucky Lake, a lot of pea gravel banks, a lot of blowdowns, a lot of things like that, a lot of milfoil now coming back into the lake. And, you know, there's a lot of different techniques. You know, you can flip the buck brush, you can get in there, maybe throw a topwater a little bit. What are some of the techniques you think will take to win the tournament?
I'm not sure. I think anytime you have a four-day tournament, usually somebody's going to have to make some adjustments to catch fish all 4 days, which is what it'll take to win. And I don't know. I think the local people have a little more of an advantage when it comes to that, to making the right decisions. But there's so many good anglers here that it's going to be a little toss-up, and it'll be fun.
Well, you look at what's happening right now in the big FLW trail, and at the end of the year, you get a fish for that Jacobs Cup. You're really trying to get into that top field so you can do that. Man, oh, man, $500,000 to get a go to the Jacobs Cup. Holy cow.
That is music to my ears. You know, anytime you get to fish on your home body of water, and anytime you have in that much money being on the line, I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully I can catch some fish here at Kentucky Lake, and then catch some more at Wheeler Lake, and you know, waltz myself right on into the Jacobs Cup.
Well, we talked about Virginia. You mentioned that a little bit, and that is going to be the home this year of the Jacobs Cup. And, you know, when you talk about that first place being $500,000, it just really, you know, several years ago it was unheard of.
That's right. What FLW has done for the sport is awesome. It's really unbelievable. The increases in the dollar amounts as far as the payouts go, and they've kept the entry fees exactly the same, I believe, for the past 4 or 5 years. So that in itself is a humongous feat.
Well, you look at the sponsorships now, you know, you start seeing people that are coming into the industry that are maybe not necessarily guys that you've always heard of. You know, they're outside the industry, popcorn companies and oil companies and people like that. And when they bring that big influx of money, that's got to help the sport as well.
Definitely. Walmart's the center of the whole thing. That's the reason why everybody's getting involved. And they are very happy with the way the trail's going and the exposure that they're getting. So hopefully things will just get better and better as the future goes.
Well, statistics tell us that Walmart is the largest seller of retail tackle. And when you think about that, with as many stores, you know, they've got 100 million people that walk through their doors every week. Man, you talk about somebody, if you want somebody behind you that's got the clout and the money to be able to do something, Walmart's is the store.
That's right. The number one retailer in the entire world. So that's amazing right there.
Well, John, let's kind of reflect if we can. We got a minute or so to go and reflect a little bit on your year. I know you've probably had some success along the way and you know, feel pretty good about a couple of events. You finished in the top 10 on a couple of events. But, you know, has it been the year you thought it would be?
It's been up and down. I've really strived to be more consistent this year and not have any real bad tournaments and try to have a couple good tournaments. So so far it's you know, a little less than I expected. I wanted to be in the money for every event, but two of the four that we've already fished, I finished just outside of the money. So I didn't have a real bad finish and got some good points in those tournaments, but didn't get any money. So I just want to finish out the year and make money in the next two events, and that should definitely put me right into the Jacobs Cup.
Well, you think about all year long, and if you don't have quite the year you want to have, if you're going to have a tournament, that Jacobs Cup tournament is the one you're going to want to have. But you're right now going to be fishing Kentucky Lake. We're going to follow you on BassFan.com all week. Find out what's going on. All you have to do, folks, is just go into BassFan.com, and you can go into the Bass Fan Army section, and John will give you a recap of every day's events, what's going on, how he fished, where he went, what he did, and it'll be a pretty neat deal. So, John, thanks for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Terry.
We'll be back, and this is Bass Fan Radio, and I'm your host, Terry Brown.